He'd promised it was time for truths. As Azeem Rafiq arrived to give evidence to a parliamentary committee, it was masks on and gloves off as he recalled his time at Yorkshire County Cricket Club.
I joined the dressing room full of my heroes, Michael Vaughan, Matthew Hoggard, part of the 2005 Ashes team, and it was just the most surreal moment for me. I entered that dressing room. Pretty early on, me and other people from Asian background, there was comments such as, you lot sit over there near the toilets, elephant washers, the word paki was used constantly, and there just seems to be an acceptance in the institution from the leaders, and no one ever stamped it out.
Back in September, a summary of an unpublished report by the club said Rafiq had been bullied and racially harassed, but in one instance it labelled the use of a racial slur as banter. Former Yorkshire chairman Roger Hutton resigned over the club's response, which has seen no action against any staff or players.
There's been a substantial amount of thoughtlessness and ignorance, a reluctance to apologise, a reluctance to see Azeem as the victim, and a reluctance to put into place the recommendations.
When pushed, Hutton said the club fell within the definition of institutional racism. He also suggested the England and Wales Cricket Board, or ECB, could and should have investigated Rafiq's allegations.
It's very cloudy, and as I say, you know, you could describe this as the Wild West, the way this is what we've heard this morning. Do you think the ECB is fit for purpose?
Yes, I do. I think we are learning a lesson here about...
And what lesson are you learning, Mr. Harrison?
Well, I think we've got a long way to go to fulfil our ambition to make cricket a game for everyone.
Azeem Rafiq's testimony here was protected by parliamentary privilege, meaning he could name names without fear of legal reprisal. But he stressed that it was never about going after individuals for him, that he wants to help create a healthier sport for everybody.
A massive believer, everything happens for a reason. And like I said, hopefully 5 years' time, we're going to see a big change. And I can look back at it that I did something that is far bigger than any runs I got or any wickets I got. But yeah, it's horrible, it hurts.
Rafiq called for real changes to get rid of all discrimination in cricket, including against black players and women. The committee's due to issue its own recommendations. It's then up to the government to decide what action, if any, should be taken. Nadeem Barber, Al Jazeera, London.